we followed an incredible process over the last 2 to 3 weeks. We have unanimously selected Michael. Michael is a person of great integrity. He knows what success and high performance really looks and feels like.
Genuine appeal of it all was, I guess, the thoroughness even just of the review. You know, being able to, you know, I guess, as an observer, see how it unfolded and the change that clearly was being embraced.
Our expectation is that we want to aspire to play finals football next year.
6:07. Hello, welcome along to Thursday. This Thursday night, the last Thursday before the grand final. Huge news in footy today with Michael Voss named as coach of the Blues. I'm absolutely wrapped for Vossy, wrapped that he's back as a senior coach, and together, hopefully, Carlton and Michael Voss climb back up the ladder and out of the trough that the club has been in for so long. I was always hoping that Vossy will come back as senior coach, and Carlton is his target. Let's hope it's a great marriage. And Michael Voss, not far away from joining us. Scoop, shortly we're going to have the teams and the changes. And last night we were told that Ryan Gardner is unfortunately out for Alex Keith. There's always disappointments, and for him it's going to be a savage blow. We also wait on the unlucky omission for Cody Waitman, who is a certain inclusion. Melbourne, well, they have one decision to make, it seems, and that is, do they make a change to the injury sub? I doubt they will. They haven't done so long this season, but we'll confirm as soon as possible. Scoop, a much quieter day here in Melbourne. A beautiful day, in fact, with the roads around the bayside at least chock-a-block. The beaches were borderline full, as if there was no lockdown. People taking advantage of the first good day we've had for a long, long time. But things, from what I'm told, got a bit tense in Perth with the COVID case. Welcome to you.